When a human being makes his accounts, at that time he realizes that how much loss I incurred and how much profit or benefit I earned. So when he looks towards his loss, then he feels very remorseful that, oh, if I had put some good stock into the process, I made a big mistake that during this Christmas I didn't purchase and insert new stock into this. And then he regrets on going, oh, next time I'm going to work my hardest, my best, and I'm going to buy some proper stock so I can earn some good income. But when human beings' life's accounts are made, at that time this regret will have no benefit whatsoever. At that time the human being thinks that if only I had once said the name of Allah extra, once more, if only I had sat in that majlis, that gathering, if only I had done the dhikr of Allah. But that regret at that time doesn't benefit him. Such chances Allah Ta'ala has given, and the biggest chance that Allah Ta'ala has given to the individual, to the human being, that is the good health. Because this morning that Allah gave to us, which has gone, then how much of our life has gone before that, and those mornings that will never return again, they will never come back again. Yesterday's morning, those who wasted it, they wasted it. Today's morning, those who wasted it, they have wasted it. And they stayed in negligence, ignorance, and one more day has passed in their life. You know, this journey within, because we're going close to our end, and every moment we are going closer to our grave. And that time you realize that, oh, he's had a heart attack, or that person suffered a stroke, or this sickness has come to that person. But alhamdulillah, that individual is not satisfied, who thinks that I don't want to waste any morning or any evening. Nor did I waste any morning or any evening. He doesn't regret. Every moment he's trying that I don't want to waste any time. At that time, then he is satisfied at that time. So my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this morning not for eating. He isn't giving it to us for earning. Nor is he giving it to us for sleeping the morning. Just for one action Allah has given us the morning, that I gave you good health, so make your paradise. Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Hasten to Allah, hasten towards Allah, because time is very close. May not be that you then go to hospital and your limbs and organs become useless and then you can't do anything after that. Every moment, consider it as a gift of Allah, treasure of Allah. Every breath of your good health, consider it as a treasure and value it. And value it, appreciate it. Never live your life with negligence and laziness. It's a waste. If it's past, then it's past. The time that is to come, look at that. That time that is present now, at that time remember Allah. And think that right now, what action can I do for the hereafter? Run towards that action. And make your hereafter. Very few moments do we have of life left. And there's a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. Great darajat and levels in Jannah Allah Ta'ala has given. Great mansions and palaces are waiting for us. And big and beautiful and great hoors are waiting, maidens are waiting for us. If today attain that or waste it, Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to value time and to appreciate time. And may Allah give us the regret for wasting time. Perform muraqabah, meditation. In other words, remember Allah in your heart. Waqufi qalbi, with waqufi qalbi, with attention to that, and with safeguarding, watching of the heart. So waqufi qalbi, what is this, the definition? Waqufi qalbi is to pay attention, to focus totally towards your heart. And all your thoughts, all the thoughts and waswasa, extract them and focus on the heart totally. And the focus of the heart towards your creator, who you're preparing to remember. Focus your attention towards Allah and think about his treasures, think about His ni'mas, His gifts. He's given the greatest gift and ni'mah, the greatest ni'mah of Allah, is that Allah, how you have at this moment sat me down in your dhikr, your remembrance. How did I sit down? Amazing how you seated me, Allah, and brought me to this. And think like that. And just even if a person thinks like this, then he starts to immerse himself in Allah's remembrance. Allah's great name, I'm sat down here remembering His name. This is dhikr. Thinking like this is dhikr. The name of this thought is dhikr. The definition of the thought is dhikr. Automatically you'll see that your qalb in a fantastic way will become alive. And you won't need to tell that person when he thinks about Allah's gifts and treasures and contemplates. Don't think negative. Oh, I haven't got this. This has not happened. This issue, that's happened. No. Think about Allah's ni'mas and gifts. And the greatest ni'mah of Allah is that I'm such an impure individual and you have given me such a great treasure. You've given me such a great task and such a great action, work I'm doing, that all of the doors of Jannah open with this action in this form and condition. I mean, that the angels are giving me salam and you are remembering me as well and you've opened a paradise for me. Subhanallah. Tell me, what a great demah, what a great treasure, what a great gift. What have we left for this? Nothing. What do we leave to do with dhikr of Allah? But how unfortunate are those people? May Allah Ta'ala make their fortunes open and sparkle. There's such great times, brilliant time in the morning. Don't know what people are doing, what actions they're doing at this moment in time, what thoughts they're immersed in, what they're thinking of at this moment in time. So a person should continue to think this, and this is called waqufi qalbi. And alongside that, in parallel, you should recite, Anta maqsoodi razzaqa matlubi. You are my objective, Allah, my purpose. For you, I'm doing this. Allah, just give me your love and your qurb, your nearness. And just keep repeating this. And the second thing to do, at the same time, remember, the pious predecessors have said that without this, there's no benefit of dhikr. Until you don't do waqufi qalbi, paying attention to the heart, then the benefit of dhikr will not be there. This is the essential condition for dhikr. Waqufi qalbi. Definitely you must do this. And nigadasht, watching over, guarding, that don't let any wasawis or thoughts come towards your heart. They'll flood towards you. They'll rush towards you. When a person sits in the dhikr of Allah, the flood of thoughts and evil thoughts and whispers this and that, left, right, here and there. So just say la to all of them. Nothing at this moment in time. Total, no thought. Where am I going? I have to do this, I have to do that. Just like a person, you know, you give them an injection and he goes unconscious. Same way Allah Ta'ala's injection on the heart of His remembrance. Totally detach yourself. You don't know how many hours have passed, how many minutes have passed. I have to go to work, go and open the shop, the business, run the business. No, I'm sat here, and just consider that I'm sat in Jannah, in paradise. When the eyes open, and then you think, okay, let's go to work, I'll open the shop or run the business. And then you'll feel enjoyment. This is called watching over, securing, guarding yourself. Two terms, remember them in Naqshbandi. One is waqufi qalbi, focusing on the heart. Secondly, nigadasht, securing, guarding the heart. These are the conditions of dhikr. Alongside this, with this do dhikr, and you're set in a great action with a great objective, the dhikr of Allah. You're not wasting time. This is such an action that on the day of judgment, all the dunya, you'll be prepared to give up the whole world. This is nothing what you're giving right now, sacrificing your sleep or a bit of business or work. The whole world and universe you'll be prepared to give. So Allah, please take this. Just give me the ability to say your name once. But you won't get it at that time. Whatever's past has passed. Alhamdulillah, it's gone. Subhanallah. So do muraqabah. Pay attention towards Allah and remember Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.